Tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
82% of young drivers ages 16 to 24 have read a text message while driving. Everyone knows that texting and driving is dangerous, but many of us do it anyway. When you text and drive, you're not multitasking, you're driving blind. By taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, you make the road less safe for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and WRUV FM Burlington, where DJs never text and drive.
What is up, everybody? Guess what? Whoa, I just smacked the microphone. What's up? It's Ivy here. You're tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. We've got some awesome, awesome stuff coming up today. It's a Thursday. Always a good day. I do love myself a Thursday. Approximately 5:03 p.m. here. Also a fairly good time, I must say, myself here. And yeah, this is once again Ivy on the Mountain. I'm Ivy here every 5 p.m. on Thursdays for this semester. Super crazy and exciting things. And I'm just so happy to be here. Feeling hype, feeling excited. It's been good. It's been a good day. Been productive. Woke up early. All good things. Let's kick it off with the new music for the evening. We've got Lost and Found by the Noiseheads. You heard it right, everybody. The Noiseheads.
Yeah.
true believer with Art Deco. To be honest, I still don't even know what that word means. Is it French? I literally do not know the origins of that term, Art Deco. Nonetheless, good things there. True Believer by Art Deco. And we've got Lost and Found by Noiseheads. That concludes the new music for today, which is pretty cool. And because it's approximately 5 p.m., well, now 5:10, I would like to say that it's time for news and weather. Good news for today is that Egyptologists, those, study Egypt, actually found, they recently uncovered a new piece of art from a small city, in the south called Khnum, and it's about the god of creation and whatnot. It's pretty cool. It's exciting that we're still uncovering the art and lives of history. I still don't think it's real. I have a hard time believing that's real. I have a hard time believing the Romans were real. That must be my American mindset coming in here, because nothing's that old, but I don't know. There's no way somebody walked around with a toga. Let's be real, okay? There's no way. I guess there is a way. However, personally, I find it difficult to believe that. But cool things, new Egyptian artwork uncovered in southern Egypt that, unveils the lives of human beings prior to us. We've really downgraded, though, We just don't create things as beautiful as we used to, and we also, I feel like our lives are much more superficial. I wonder if they thought about that stuff, too, if it's just us. I feel like now that we've become lame as a species, it's like we're probably the only ones thinking about it. They probably just live life thinking that they should be living life, and they don't really second guess their purpose here. And it's not even just about my purpose as a single human being. It's about the purpose as a whole, because currently we're not really beautifying anything. It's not about, putting yourself into your work and making, bring back craftsmen and artisanal goods, Gotta bring that back. We gotta have a purpose, and it's gotta be smaller scale, It's gotta be, everything's gotta have more meaning in it. That was just the most rambly ramble of all rambles that I've ever had. However, currently it's 20 degrees Fahrenheit in Burlington, Vermont. Snow possible after 12 a.m. So everybody be careful about that. We've got a low of 13 degrees tonight. That's pretty chilly, I have to say. Pretty chilly. And in the daytime, we had a high of 22. Not too bad. Not great either. However, it's actually going to be 44 degrees on Tuesday, which is not really that good for the ski season, I have to say. It's going to rain, too. It's the spring, I guess. Spring is March 21st, I guess, is when that begins. So I guess it's like, I don't know, it's a month early. What did that groundhog say? Anyway, there is your news and weather for the evening. Thank you for listening on that long ramble. Let's keep it on moving on. This is Everyone's a Winner. Ty Segall. Told you I'm a new Ty Segall fan, and you know what? I'm really enjoying it. Here we go.
the stars in the sky.
Random Name Generator, Wilco, off of the album Star Wars. That's pretty funny. That sure does crack me up. Don't know why I said it like that, though. My sincerest apologies, you guys. Yeah, though, that was, again, Random Name Generator, Wilco, and everyone's a winner, Ty Segall. Cool stuff happening. And, yeah. I just got a little visit from my good old friend, Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay. Thank you for listening. And, yeah, I told you I'm on my vinyl journey right now in the stew. I gotta make up for the lost time here. So, of course, let's kick it up with a vinyl. This is another Brian Eno song. Because somehow this radio station has every Brian Eno album from, like, the 70s and early 80s, which is pretty awesome, because those are his best, in my humble opinion, because they're the most fun. But, yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked to find out about this. So, yeah. I don't know. Here it is. Here's the Brian Eno song. Enjoy.
Oh!
There we go with Blondie. Dreaming. Off of Eat to the Beat, which we heard last week. How fun was that song? Dreaming. Big Blondie Girl. And of course, before that, we had Brian Eno, Needle in the Camel's Eye. Always a classic fan favorite. So I'm happy about that. What can I say? What can I say? It's 5:30. If you're just tuning in, my name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain, and you are tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington, your better alternative. Thanks for listening, you guys. You know, I made dinner for the first time yesterday in a long time. Very proud of myself. I just wanted to share that with you all, because if you know me, you know that I hate cooking. I did a whole taco situation. Mind you, I only got enough food for like two separate types of meals, and it was like $90. What the heck is up with that? Crazy inflation these days. Am I right? Talk about that at the dinner table tomorrow, eh? let's get into the next song. Of course, I know we've heard this song once before, but again, I'm excited. Not only am I in my Bowie era, I'm also in my vinyl era. So enjoy this Queen Bee, David Bowie on vinyl.
Oh yeah. I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. It's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement. My weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her rock gold and bibbidi bobbidi hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. Old-time ambassador, sweet-talking night-walking games. Oh, and she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them. So I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? No, 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 she's so swifty in her satin and tan, in her rock, gold and bibbidi bobbidi hat. Oh, God, I could do better. Yeah.
is rich too.
Benny's here. Natural Child. Yeah, there you go. Benny's Here is the name of that song by Natural Child, obviously. Like, duh. And before that, again, we heard Queen Bee, David Bowie, always a pleasure with Sir Bowie. That was fun, though. You know, I was dancing along in here. I was having a good time. So... yeah, I don't know how you guys are feeling about that, but I was feeling good. I was getting ready with another record for you. And of course, this time we're going to kick it with Gang of Four, actually. I used to play them a while back. It's been at least half a year, maybe even a full year since I've played them, but here is He'd Send In the Army. Gang of Four. They've got a funny little graphic on the back of this. See, you can put so much cooler stuff in physical music anyway, but not that. It wasn't even the discussion that we were having, but whatever. There you go.
That way. Guns take up all his time. With no job, he'd be in a mess. Boiling action gets on him. She pays him back in the bedroom. One step down from her leader. Obeys or is punished. Like he obeys his bosses. Thank you.
larceny by sea level. I recently just discovered sea level. Actually, at the brewery. I work at one of those, and, you know, this just came on. You know when Spotify does that thing where it recommends you songs after you've finished a playlist? And sea level came up, and I was like, why do I not know anything about sea level? So I ask the music-knowing people that also, you know, frequent the brewery if they know who sea level is. No. If you know sea level, call in or chat in a fun fact about them. I actually know nothing about sea level, but I have to say that was fun. You know, we had a little bit of a funkier show today. I'm always down for that. Something cool, something fun. There you go. It was Grand Larceny, Sea Level. And first, it was... What did we have first? Oh yeah, Gang of Four with We'll Send the Army. That was fun. I'm not gonna lie. I could have been a little more quick to switch it over, but that's okay. That's on me. And yeah, it's about 5:50. There's around 10 minutes of the show left. And yeah, I've got a few more songs for you. Here's Funk number 48 by James Gang, and we'll take it from there after that. We'll see what we can do. All right, here's Funk number 43. There we go. Funk number 48, James Gang. There you have it. We've got just enough time for a couple more songs today. I want to thank you all for coming in. I came in to the station. Here I am, providing you with some good tunes. Thank you for tuning in, is more of what I meant to say. And yeah. We've got a couple more songs to end it off for you. This next song is Paul Simon again, obviously, because I'm in a phase. Paul Simon, Peace Like a River. And then, you know, the record I'm going to play after is Naturally JJ Cale, and this is actually now a very special record for me. I always, you know, I've been searching for a JJ Cale record for so long at my local record store, and I guess I could have tried harder, but I didn't try that hard, but I have been looking and I haven't found anything good. And for my birthday this year, my dearest friend Lindsay, whom I was just speaking of actually before, got me this record for my birthday, and now it's extra special because first I couldn't find it, and she knew that I wanted it, and she found it and gave it to me. So we're going to listen to a song off of Naturally, but not until we listen to Paul Simon first. Here is Peace Like a River by Paul Simon.
Like a river ran through the city, long past the midnight curfew, we sat starry-eyed. Oh, oh, we were satisfied. Misinformation follows like a plague. Nobody knew from time to time if the plans were changed. Oh, 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 if the plans were changed. You can beat us with wires, you can beat us with chains. You can run out your rules, but you know you can't outrun a history train. I seen a glorious day, and grace. I sit on the porch without no shoes, picking the bass and singing the blues. Misery loves company, and his old dog sings harmony. Tambourine tied to his tail, you can hear him moan, you can hear him wail.
about a dollar. Down the road you can hear her holler. I get up, Clyde, I got something to do. That old dog can sing the blues.